Since 1954, Terrebonne General has been a beacon of health and hope in our community. As we mark 7 decades of dedication to your well-being, Terrebonne General Health System remains committed to advancing healthcare, improving lives, and expanding our services to meet your evolving needs. In celebrating our past, we look forward to a future filled with promise and progress. Your health is our legacy. To discover more, visit tghealthsystem.com.
This is Greeny with Mike Greenberg.
We love Brandon, our stage manager, but he is a person who is very fond of calling everything by its technical name. And so he comes over to me, like, frantically. Greeny, the Wheatstone isn't working. And I said, what the hell is the Wheatstone? 35 years, no one has ever used the word Wheatstone in a conversation to me. So as I look at it now, the Wheatstone is the little box that I plug into, and it just says Wheatstone on it. I guess that's a brand, but that would be like calling Vaseline petroleum jelly. I don't know how I'm supposed to react to that, because I have no earthly idea what he's talking about. He's the same one, Brandon, who you may remember. I was having a computer problem. He said, I'll call MEO. What the hell is MEO? No one even knows what that means.
Including him.
When I asked him, what does MEO stand for? He said, well, I don't know. That's who I call when something breaks. So can we get MEO on the Wheatstone over here, please?
Greeny with Mike Greenberg. Weekday mornings at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Plus, you can watch and listen on the ESPN app.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the Riverview.
It's time for the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengell. Local sports, national sports. The GCAT is on it.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Now, saddle up for a tall glass of sports talk. Here's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengell.
Last night, game 2. Pelicans and Thunder. Didn't go the way you would have liked. That is for sure. Head coach Willie Green on the loss.
Tough one for us. Give them credit. They took care of home court. It was a dominant win from them. So we'll get home. We'll regroup and get back after. But tough, definitely a tough loss.
Jonas Valanciunas.
They came out physical. They were aggressors. So we kind of, I don't know what to say. Like, we didn't expect them to play that hard, and that's on us. It's not acceptable. It was a shame today.
Biggest lead in the game was 34 by the Thunder. The Pelicans lose and are now down 2-0, 124-92. So that is a topic we're talking about here as well. Tomorrow, half-price concessions at the Pelicans game. As you get in to tip-off is what's available for you here as well. We're also live at the Zurich Classic of New Orleans at the Fidelity Bank Fairway Club over here at 18. Galatoire, Desi Vegas, Merrill, Jack Rose, City Port, Katie's, Salou, all kinds of Acme Dragos. They're over there at the 17 here as well. So much fun. And as always, appreciate the time. Steve Worthy, German chair, joins us here. I feel like we just talked to you when you were trying to set everything up and get everything and get all the announcements and everything. And I saw the hordes of people over there, the galley. You might have heard of Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry. I don't know if you know who they are.
Well, I had heard a rumor when we last talked, and couldn't say it yet, but yeah. Very happy it came together. The buzz about this one, but this is my 13th tournament, and the buzz about this one has been unlike any we've ever had. And, I mean, you know, I'm in the business of selling tickets, and
sure.
We've got all these sold-out venues and having to tell people we can't sell them more tickets, and it's killing me, but a lot of buzz.
Look, we talked about that with Tommy Satanovich here in the opening hour. How big is that, though? Because, look, obviously – it's important for business, but the business at hand is, as I see on your credential, 4 kids, man. And it legit helps children in this area.
No question. I mean, our membership takes that very seriously. And, you know, I mean, we've been fortunate to set record with the support from a lot of people, have been able to set records 3 years in a row, you know, $2.843 million last year to charity, to children's charities. And it has an impact on their lives. And our members, you know, you make a site visit and you see the impact that the dollars we're giving has on these kids, on our area where we live. And it's, you know, that part's been great. And, you know, I mean, this place, look how big this tent is, but we have to commit to how big this will be in March. You know, you got Jazz Fest coming back. You don't, the Pelicans can make the playoffs, and they did. And, you know, so you take a chance on how big you're going to build it. And if I'd have known, certainly how to build it bigger.
Yeah, no doubt it. Look, the other thing, too, we saw Tommy. I know Chef Scotty's around here as well with Katie's. All these people in these restaurants that people know by name, they're donating their time and people out here. And all these people that have the shirts on, they're volunteers, Steve.
100%. It's, I mean, again, they take great pride in the fact that we're giving away as much money as we are. You know, we try to make it fun. I mean, they're taking vacation and they're coming out and they're working hard. But at the same time, we want to make sure it's a lot of fun. But, yeah, look, I say it to our membership and volunteers all the time. I can put together the greatest plan in the world. Without those people executing and taking ownership and doing what they do in this tent and all over the golf course, it's worth nothing.
That's what I was going to say. It's interesting because, you know, get off the Huey, take my left there on La Palcona. Just everyone knows what they're doing and where to go. And that's kind of that well-oiled machine that a lot of it is the individual understands it. They love what they're doing. They love their certain area, and they're a part of that. But that goes such a big portion of why people enjoy it here, right? Like, you kind of know what you're going to get, the Champions Club or different tents and things of that nature, but also the golf you're going to see. And I was told the course is the best it's been in a long, long time. It's not like you didn't take care of it before,
right?
But it just played out that way.
I mean, I've had 20 players come up to me this week and say it's the best it's ever been. So that's always great to hear. You know, to your point, it is kind of become a well-oiled machine, whether it's JPSO moving. It's a 6 or 7 minute ride. You don't have to wait. It's very smooth. You know, the product continues to get better, and as such, people tell their friends, and it just keeps getting bigger, and we give more money to charity.
Obviously, at the end of the day, it is a golf tournament, and players have to enjoy coming here and being here as well. So when you get those pairings, a lot of it goes into it, you know, what's their schedule and things of that nature, but how much is it not as hard to sell because of the event or because of what's going on? I love listening to Rory talk in its media availability. He's going to try to give it a 30-minute go to go to Bourbon Street and go check that out. He's got some dinner reservations, but it's things like that, too. It's crazy. He said, 17 years he's played, and it's the first time he's done something he likes doing first. That's got to make you feel good.
For sure. I mean, you know, just players in general all week have been so happy. You know, they love getting to do something different. And so, you know, being able to have a partner and talking about that, they just feel so much more relaxed. And obviously, our area, you know, it lends itself to coming and having a great time. And they've all raved about it. And, yeah, to your point, the difference between pre-team and post-team play here, the format has been incredible. And, you know, despite some of the challenges we face, we've still had great fields and guys come and have a great time. And we couldn't be happier.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think final thing for us is, I know you're busy walking around everything. Now, over the next couple of days, that tournament style, how does it change by the rounds?
Well, yeah, I mean, the format, alternate shot is something that is very difficult. And, you know, you're supposed to have some wind as we get further into the weekend. And, you know, when you can test the relationship when, you know, if I hit it in the bushes and you've got to go in the bushes and play it, that's a little more difficult. So we'll see just how close of friends you really are.
Everyone's friendly right now.
Yeah, for sure. But, you know, the scores are obviously usually higher in alternate shot. And then back to best ball on Saturday. And then, you know, the alternate shot gives the opportunity for a little more movement on the leaderboard. So it can make it a little more interesting if, you know, somebody, Davis and Nick last year were 3 shots behind starting the day and came back and won by 2. So it creates a little more movement.
I kind of like how you split it because when it's alternate shot, it kind of brings the individual back, right? In the teams, that makes any sense, because obviously we see them every weekend and they're playing on their own round, their own shots matter and things of that nature. When it's best ball, it's the team and group. Even though your shot still matters, but alternate puts a little more pressure on your shot, right? So it kind of brings that individual element back.
I've had so many guys talk about that. I mean, they felt, especially like year one, the first time the first group teeing off, the level of pressure they said they felt because they just don't want to put their partner in a bad spot. And so, you know, if those have played Ryder Cup, President's Cup, maybe have experienced it, but so many others never have. And you know, they play it more in Europe, but so many have not played, so it's makes interesting.
You and I talked about that when you first started this, that one of the reasons you had such a warm and welcoming reception by players was because of that, right? We're now basically playing every year, every other year, some sort of us versus
team
them.
Play.
Yeah, team play. And this is, as you said, this is a good chance for them to practice and do you feel like the U.S. team kind of reaches out to places or tournaments like this and be like, hey, we wouldn't mind maybe pairing these two guys together just to see how they play?
Yeah, I mean, it varies from year to year. I would be remiss if I didn't point out that the U.S. went 1-7 in alternate shot against Europe last fall. So maybe we ought to practice alternate shot a little bit.
I was gonna say,
so now you
maybe
can
I just
test
gave
pairings.
You a pitch.
Well,
you know?
I've been pitched. but I mean, Xander and Patrick, okay, that's a perfect example of guys that have had success together. But, you know, the more guys get a little more used to it, you're playing for $8.9 million. It's not like there's no pressure. So it's not exactly Ryder Cup pressure, but it is, something to prep for. So, I mean, we continue to push that opportunity. We've got a lot of European Ryder Cuppers here.
Yep.
So, the more we can do to tie to that and try to draw those guys in to get some practice only helps us.
Always good, man. Thank you for your time. We got out there and
thank
see
you being here.
We'll be here as well. Mr. Steve Worthy, Tournament Director of Missouri Classic of New Orleans. Thank you so much. As we bring back Matty Hudak and we look at the leaderboard and see where all the players are right now. You got Brennan Hubbard at 11 under par. They're at the top trying to find where Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry are. My mouth is just, I'm tired.
Looking for war at a golf tournament. Might want to try something else.
Yeah, it's see, they have the leaderboard by the last names. How about we just go with the first names? It's going to be great here. But now, look, I think that's one of the things that is very unique. And obviously, Maddie, one of the things that makes New Orleans and all our events great, and two, is stuff like this where you can go and enjoy yourself, but kind of get the taste of New Orleans here, see a golf tournament, have a doctor's appointment or something. My wife told me, because she's in the legal business, she's like, there are no attorneys at work today. They're all out here today in one of these little blue tents somewhere.
Hey, you take a client, you can bill it as a meeting.
Yeah, that's what she said. I mean, she's like, yeah, it's going to be good. I'll see you at home early. I'm like, where's your office? She's like, it's empty. They're at the Zurich. That's where everybody's at, though. But I do love that. And, again, we're going to talk a little bit more about the draft here getting as we get closer and closer. And I want to do this exercise. We come back out of the break here. And, again, 800-998-1003 on the Ruderman can. Caller hotline. Do you legit think there's six quarterbacks that can go? Five quarterbacks? Four? Do you think it's one and two and Caleb and Jaden and everyone else? You think Dre should be one? Like, I don't know. You tell me. I have no idea what you feel about these quarterbacks, but I think they're going to shape whether or not this draft goes a certain way.
Well, 100%. I think it's a question of can they or should they all go in the first couple of rounds. I think this is going to be just personally one of the most intriguing first-round drafts in terms of that need-based kind of mentality, but also with the emergency quarterback rules, everything that's been going on there. And just teams don't know how to evaluate quarterbacks. If they did, they wouldn't be trading back into the first round year after year to try to figure it out. So we'll see this year, but it's certainly one that is considered a deep class, but so is the one with Josh Rosen, Sam Darnold, and I believe, was it Baker Mayfield in that class as well?
Wow.
But
how's that class?
And then that's what I say when I talk about when people ask me what my rankings of quarterbacks are. I don't really have them.
Right.
But B, it's just a moot point if they end up somewhere where they get thrown out there with a left tackle that came off the street. They had 3 weeks to learn the offense and not set up to succeed, not a mobile-based offense when you're a quarterback that has legs like Justin Fields, for example. Then you look at the 49ers and what they're able to do with both a third overall pick that came from North Dakota State and then a seventh round draft pick.
The old third overall are setting up teams to for success. I want to ask you about that because, and I'll apply it to the Saints. How are the Saints setting up Derek Carr to be successful? I'll ask you that. Hour one was brought to you by No Wake Outfitters, your one-stop shop for all things fly fishing on the Gulf Coast. Don't forget to go check them out on Airline Drive, nowakeoutfitters.com. But we are in hour two. That's brought to you by Curses Paving. CursePaving.com, New Orleans, Bayou Regions, locally owned and operated. Those are the folks that go check out here as well. I saw Chef Scotty here, then he disappeared. We'll be back. Sports Hangover in ESPN New Orleans.
Clay Young here with John Conroy, the founder and owner of Pest Stop, your do-it-yourself pest control solution. John, we are approaching termite swarming season, but don't panic. There is a solution.
No, that's right. There really is. If the home hasn't been treated, with a professional strength ground barrier tomaticide in last 5 years, you need to come see us.
And for someone thinking, man, can I do this myself? Isn't this complicated? What's your response?
This is not brain surgery.
All right.
We're talking about digging a trench, 4 inches deep, 4 to 6 inches wide, right up next to the slab, and going all the way around the structure.
And how does the product work?
It's simple. We'll apply with a hose-in sprayer and calibrate it according to label, and that treatment will last 12 to 14 years.
So if we're in the New Orleans area, where can I get it?
Well, in Metairie, we're located at 3512 Severn Avenue, right where the Peppermill used to be. On the North Shore, we're at 1417 North Highway 190 in the same shopping center as Sherwin-Williams. And on the West Bank, we're on La Palco, just past the Harvey Bridge.
And at Pest Stop?
We can help you with that.
It's Greg LeBlanc Toyota's spring cleaning sale going on now with over 200 new Toyotas to choose from. Check it out. Like the all-new redesigned 2024 Toyota Tacoma and the Grand Highlander. And also, you get 0% financing currently available with the 2024 Toyota Tundra. And remember, every new Toyota comes with 2 years free maintenance. Visit GregLeBlancToyota.com or stop by 220 South Hollywood Road to save big, big on your next vehicle. Greg LeBlanc Toyota.
Hello, friends and family. Back again to talk about Dufresne Building Materials. Did you know that we have a new updated online order system called Dufresne Easy Buy? Come see us at DufresneLumber.com to check it out and get you started with a free quote. We now have 8 convenient locations to serve you, which include Cutoff, Thibodeau, Luling, Belchase, Araby, Slidell, Gulfport, and Grand Isle. And no matter how big we grow as a company, we promise to keep that local family business feel and welcome you with a smile. So come give the local guys a try and experience the Dufresne difference.
Stop, drop, and let the good times roll. The Thibodeau Fireman's Fair,
Thursday, May 2nd through Sunday, May 5th.
Live music, A1 price rides, live auction, food, drinks, Sunday parade, 1 mile and 5K run and walk, plus everyone's favorite,
a $15,000 raffle.
And plenty of live music from the Go-Bear Oil Band Stage, including Travis Denning and Puddle of Mud. For a full list of concert times, food, and events, just go to firemansfair.com. The Thibodeau Fireman's Fair,
Thursday, May 2nd through Sunday, May 5th.
Tiger Drive in Thibodeau. Special thanks to our sponsors, Lens Interiors, Synergy Bank, Thibodeau Regional Health System, and Go-Bear Oil Company.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
800-998-1003 is the way to chime into the conversation. As we'd like to hear from you on the Rudiman Can hotline and guest line here as well, it is draft day. Who will the Saints select at 14?
The New Orleans Saints select.
Who?
I mean, if a
I'll put you on the spot. There it is, a tackle.
I still think they should trade back, especially based on the conversation we're having about these
really? Okay. Yeah. All right. Do y'all agree with Maddie? Well, do you agree with me that if they do that, I'll lose my mind? And the only reason I say that is because I have got to make sure I get a good tackle. Now, do you think you can still get a tackle if you trade? Well, okay, let's start here. How far back are you willing to trade?
Not that far. I mean, a few spots here
or
there.
1 to 5, 5 to 7, 7 to 10.
It just depends on how the draft shakes out. I mean, you could see a real possibility where we're talking about this with quarterbacks. You see them go 1, 2, 3, and then you're a team that, oh, well, we might not have taken Penix or Bo Nix or J.J. McCarthy this early, but now he's the best quarterback available, and we're kind of running out of time here. There's a lot that can happen before 14. So if they are sitting at a spot at 14 where they have their pick of the litter at tackle, if you're sure about one guy, you're sure he's going to hit, it's left tackle, so I'm not going to be mad if they truly have that guy there. But if it's a choice between two guys, to me the answer is trading back. I read this article in The Athletic where they went through a lot of these teams' draft processes and how you can have all your ducks in a row, and it just doesn't matter when emotions come into the draft room on draft day. Right. And being able to be aware of your ability to evaluate on those surefire hits. And I think a lot of teams in general overestimate their ability to spot those surefire hits, those surefire talents. And you also have the Saints that tend to take a lot of raw projection guys that are development pieces in these first round picks with Trevor Penning and those guys being a little more less ready to go than others. So yeah, if there's a guy that's ready to go out there, start, be an impact player right away, then you go with him. But it's hard to see kind of the handling of the Trevor Penning situation, what they traded up to get him, what's been lost in that scenario, and then looking at this draft, if you have a choice of a few guys, because they do have a lot of needs on this team. And to me, the odds of potentially hitting on two or three guys versus one surefire guy just depends on how you look at probability.
It's interesting because you said how the draft shakes down, and I brought it up earlier in the show here as well. Evan Cohen, hey, draft the quarterback when you can, not when you need. He mentioned the Saints, Penix. I'm like, we're not bringing that up because we don't think it's going to happen. But we're bringing it up because how other teams make moves to get quarterbacks could do what you just said, shake the draft a certain way. And we went through it again here as well.
There's a whole bug on your – yep, there you go.
There we go. I saw it. I'm like, just tell me it's not a bee going down my shirt.
Well, I got stung by one last week.
So. Really?
Yes, for the first time since I was 11.
How did that feel?
It really – dramatically painful, to be honest
really?
With you. A little bit, yeah. I did kind of slap it in on accident because I didn't know what was going on. It was the middle of the night. Nocturnal
bees. The middle of the night, really?
Yeah, 1 a.m.
So they can see it. Well, I guess they can see in the dark. I mean, the hive is kind of dark. I've always thought about that. The hive, there's no lighting in there.
It's fair enough.
Thinking about that a little too much. but when you look at the draft order, mm-hmm. we mentioned it. Bears at one, quarterback. Commanders at two, quarterback. Or somebody moving up, right? Obviously. Patriots at three, quarterback. Now, 4-5, the Cardinals and the Chargers. If I'm the Chargers, I could see myself moving down just a few because, like, to your point, I can move down one to the Giants. I can move down to 9. If the Bears want to get up and go really help Caleb Williams, I can move down to 10, 11, 12, 13, all those guys that want a quarterback, and the Chargers could probably still get a good – I think right now if I'm the Chargers, I'm feeling good if I'm Harbaugh because I don't think I'm making a pick at 5.
Probably not, but it's an interesting scenario to me if J.J. McCarthy remains available. How much smoke is there? Because they're probably one of the only teams where they could actually say on draft day, I have a quarterback ready to trade to a team, and a team probably should take Justin Herbert over some of these first-round draft guys. So if they went crazy there, that would be interesting. I don't think they're going to, but we haven't seen Harbaugh in the NFL in quite a while. We don't know what his take is on the quarterback room.
You've heard the phrase, break the internet. Would Miles drop if they traded Justin Herbert and he drafts J.J. McCarthy?
I mean, 100%. I'm not saying that that's what he should do.
Now,
but
because here's the thing, Maddie, and I've
but
never
you know your guy.
Well, I've never had a chance to present it to you. I have now made this my ongoing or future philosophy that's coming. I think teams are absolutely going to start looking at I want to at least set myself up to win big inside the rookie quarterback contract. Because you're looking at 60 mil now. Right? That's what the word is going to be like for Justin Love and stuff. So, I think teams are going to go, let's go get a quarterback. Hope he's good enough. Let's build the rest of the team. Line, receiver, defensive players. Find a guy that can just be decent a year or two. Or like has that it thing. And by year or three, this guy is really in. We've maybe been in the playoffs a year or two. And we can win. I really think teams are going to do that, Maddie, more and more. So if that's the case, Justin Herbert's cost. Now, he just signed that big deal last year. But if you're starting over, Harbaugh wants his own team, you could get a lot for Justin Herbert. Get your quarterback. That's way cheaper. And, dude, I'm not saying I agree, but look what they did this year. They got rid of all their receivers.
Mm-hmm. Triple option takes the NFL. But, no, I think it's not impossible to discount, but you think about the fifth-year option. I mean, that's really what we need to have the conversation about with would a team trade into the first round for a quarterback they might not have taken otherwise, but do they want that fifth-year option to be able to continue to build a contender, a roster around? Because as we have seen, yeah, it worked the 1 year with the Rams when they rented Matthew Stafford, but they had a team ready to go to the Super Bowl that year, same with Tom Brady and the Bucks. But we've kind of seen both teams start to crumble now. Now you're talking about the Rams trading up into the top 10 of the draft, so yeah. It goes to show that you do have to actually start building your team from the draft, and it'll be a curious situation to see what the Chargers do.
Giants looking to move up there as well. Again, that could be something that's interesting. I just look at it as I would say Caleb Williams, Jane Daniels have some things to their game that I could say, okay, I'm gonna move on from Daniel Jones. Are you feeling that way about Drake May and J.J. McCarthy and Bo Nix and Michael Penix? About him compared to Daniel Jones?
Because
that's what you'd be looking
it
at.
It is. I think you can't ignore how much they paid Daniel Jones, but I also don't really see an upside or a ceiling with Daniel Jones for that matter. Right. So, again, it comes down to if a team truly likes a quarterback and truly thinks that they are the future of their team, it's the only position that I think you can throw some of the general rules out of the window for and trade a little more capital than you would be used to, because is Daniel Jones going to get them to a Super Bowl? The answer to me is no at this point, but are they a quarterback away from the Super Bowl? Answer is also probably no. So it'll be a curious conversation, but I think we'll see this year how much teams kind of panic draft on QBs and whether or not that really is going to be the case this year versus wide receivers or whatever we've seen in years past at the skill roles.
Yeah, it's interesting. Deanna Rossini just tweeted 45 minutes ago, teams are actively calling to move up, and it's been going on all week. Today it's getting real. I had one decision maker share, quote, it's going to be tough to watch some teams pass on Alt, Harrison, Neighbors, Alt, because they have to, quote, get a quarterback. It goes back to what Evan Cohen was saying. He's like, these teams sort of, I guess, need to go get your quarterback. And if that's the case, man, if you're one of those teams that's willing to move down, come on. Then I'm doing the gimme hand sign over here. It's like, who, of all the teams, who do you think is the I need to go get a quarterback? Let me throw a team out to you. Vegas. The Raiders.
That's the same team.
No, what I'm saying is, like, need to go get a quarterback, meaning they're going to move up and pass a lot of those? In other words, top 3-4 to go get Jaden Daniels. Do they go to 2 and go get Jaden Daniels? That tie with Antonio Pierce from back in the day at Arizona State.
I think, what do you give? To me, it comes down to, again, what these teams really see as their guy at quarterback. Because if it is that, then, yeah, you do make the trade to get up to 3. And you really wouldn't say that, again, about really any other position. But if that's not your guy and it's someone you think could fall back to you at that role for the Raiders, I definitely think they should take a quarterback. But who that ends up being, who they see as their top guy, just very curious to me, because all it takes is one team to pick away that's slightly unexpected. And ultimately, we're trying to predict 32 independent decision makers that are also going off of one another at the same time. And we've seen crazy things happen year after year. So just really, when it comes down to that clock, as much as you try to prep for this, as much as you try to have a process, I just think a lot of that gets thrown out the window. And it's dramatized in draft day with all the stuff that happens. But I definitely think teams really focus in on who their guy is and will do what it takes to get
there. It's either near here or there, and it's obviously nowhere near the same, and I can't get the graph to do it, but fantasy drafts. We all feel that. I feel that pressure, too. Like, you know, like, you're on the clock, or you hear you're on the clock, you know, little sounder on your computer, and you're like, oh, 1:30.
Your adrenaline goes up.
I'm sitting here, and it means nothing. But I literally, like, I don't know who to pick, and I'm looking, and I'm going through the numbers, and I'm texting somebody, and it's like, tick, tick, tick. You know, the clock's ticking to 10 seconds, and I'm like, oh, I close my eyes and press select. This is why I never win. But that's my point, though. It's like, it's so crazy. Like, I can't imagine.
I'd love to play fantasy football with you, actually, now that you mention it.
I am horrible. I am absolutely horrible. I can assure you that. Quick break. We come back. The graph has stopped in for another fresh, cold water. And he's going to tell us what it was like to actually see Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry tee off. Because I'm looking at the videos. They're somewhere in there. They're surrounded by people. Phones being hung up and everything. They're somewhere in there. We'll talk to you about that here as well when we come back. It is hour number 2. It's brought to you by Chris Paving. Let's go a little bit more past today here as well. Maddie with you as well. Safety. Corner. Is Marshawn Lattimore going to be on this team or not? Receiver. Do they have
they have a slot corner?
That's a great point. Do they have a number one receiver? I'll make the case and argument that I don't know if they do or not. So we'll talk about that when we come back here, as well as the Sports Hangover and ESPN New Orleans.
I've never seen more people at a hole.
Visit us at Boomtown New Orleans Casino this spring for all the hoops and hockey playoff action. We've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus we're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Boomtown New Orleans Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
When you're sick, you want to be close to home. World-class medicine doesn't require a trip to the city because the best care is close to home at Thibodeau Regional. We're continually adding new services, and our team of physicians has grown to more than 250.
That's a lot of doctors.
More doctors, more services, treating more conditions.
And keeping more families healthy.
World-class medicine, right here, close to home at Thibodeau Regional.
It's here, the 2024 NOLA Gold Rugby season. New head coach Corey Brown has the boys focused on earning a spot in the playoffs, and we want you at the gold mine. Every home game is an event with families in mind, and after the whistle, head to the party shack, mingle with players, and collect autographs. Don't miss Major League Rugby and entertainment at an affordable price. Get your tickets now and be a part of NOLA Gold Rugby. Secure yours at NOLAGoldRugby.com.
How can we be excited about a show where we just talk?
Talk sports.
That's how they talk in the Major League.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Our guests will be live here at the Zurich Classic of New Orleans.
I will say tomorrow. I did try to call in, Gus. I could not get through.
Well, we had a lot of people talking about the draft.
I really wanted to be an on-course reporter.
Did you?
Yes.
Well, you can. You can still go back out there and do it.
I'm not going back out there.
What happened? I'm looking at the videos.
Gus, I'm telling you.
It looks like there's a lot of people out there.
I will say this. I was on the first tee when Rory and Shane came out. And by the way, this is the ultimate how in the world is this under the radar. But Colin Morikawa is in that group too.
Who's that?
Another major champion.
Really? Major champion.
There are more people following that group than I've ever seen on this course at one time. The first tee box looked like a Sunday at a U.S. Open. Now, I'm exaggerating slightly.
Yeah, but not really.
But not really. Not here.
Maddie and I were looking across the way there, and it was just, it was insane, the amount of
it
people.
It was insane.
Yeah.
So I walked the hole with him. I saw Brett Martell.
The model.
I saw Kendall Duncan.
Yeah.
And
Channel 6.
Channel 6 Sports. And we're following the group. And Rory had about a 7-8 footer right to left for birdie, which he made. And then Morikawa had a birdie putt, which he missed. But I went up to Kendall. I'm like, Gus. I went, Kendall. And the cameraman, y'all got the money shot. 5 o'clock news, 6 o'clock news, 10 o'clock news. You have Rory McIlroy making a birdie right in front of you. So it was pretty cool. And then I peeled off because there's so many people out there, but it's a great thing. The weather is perfect. It is absolutely perfect. Nobody's sweating out there. And there are tens of thousands of people on the course right now. It's awesome.
Well, that is Todd Graffanini. That is our on-course reporter. He's off and running. It's awesome to hear that he got so many people following, again, major champions that are pretty good. As Mr. Albin Lalume, Zurich executive joins us here to talk about the course. Sir, first off, good afternoon. Good to see you again.
Good afternoon. Good to see you.
Yeah, for sure.
It's been a year.
I remember speaking to you.
Yeah.
And look, everything's just set up perfectly, right? This week, we could always plan. You could always want to have things go a certain way. Weather is beautiful.
Yes.
I'm sure you love hearing the word sold out when it comes to 4 days here as well for a handful of reasons. Not only, obviously, because it brings light to your company and stuff, but what it does, the Four Kids Foundations and all that. But, I mean, he was just walking with Shane Lowry and Roy McIlroy. Mm-hmm. He couldn't even walk by them. There's so many people there. But so far, and I know, look, we're not even, I don't know, 5-6 hours in to round one. You have to be happy.
Yeah, we're super happy. And then on top of that, as you know, this is a 20-year anniversary of the Zurich Classic. So this is a milestone for us. We're very lucky with the field, as you said. You know, some of the best players in the world are here. I think we have 3 of the top 10 players in the world that finished at the Masters. We got Billy Herschel, who won Putacana last week, and then, you know, Sahith and Colin, who did very well at RBC. So players are a big draw, obviously, and we're very fortunate that way. Our partnership with the PGA Tour, again, goes back 20 years, with the Four Kids Foundation, 20 years. We're blessed to be associated with outfits such as, you know, the Four Kids and what they do for the community here. And we're very pleased that we can bring our contribution to help them raise money that goes to the community here in New Orleans, which needs it. So all the stars are aligned, and as you said, the weather is cooperating. We keep our fingers crossed.
Do you take credit for it? Like you said,
I take all the credit.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, you send that mass email to the company and be like, I'd like to thank everybody that helped me out. But as you can see, it was a very successful event.
And yesterday we had a pro-am. It was a beautiful day. Our brokers and customers who played in the pro-am were just super happy.
Why is it important for Zurich to be associated with the PGA Tour event, a sporting event, or choosing New Orleans and choosing this? Why was it when you go back 20 years to now?
Yeah, that's a good question. So, I'm not going to take credit for what happened 20 years ago because that wasn't with the firm. But 20 years ago, I think that, the parent company, Zurich, back in Switzerland, needed to sort of rebrand itself a little bit or do a little bit something different with the brand because the company had been through some tough times in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
And so it made sense to – and this market is the biggest market that we have for Zurich globally. So, you know, some people make the joke that we're a U.S. company with a headquarter in Switzerland, right? Because so much of – you know, we're this is the largest market that we have globally for Zurich. So this is where we moved the needle for the firm. So back in 2005, it was decided that we would have an event. The Europeans love New Orleans. You know, the cultural ties with Europe and New Orleans are well known, Spain and the French and all that. It just grew. It just grew on us. And then there was Katrina, and then there was COVID. And so, you know, we pride ourselves in being in the business of making organizations resilient, more resilient to be able to get back on their feet.
Right.
Insurance is only one part of the solution, but making businesses more resilient so that they can face adversity and not be totally bankrupt or down when bad things happen to them, because bad things will happen.
Yeah.
That's the business that we're in, and we've proven with Katrina and other hurricanes that we're here in the long run. COVID, as you know, I think it was in 2000.
Yeah.
In 2020, rather, the event was canceled. We still donated to Four Kids, even though there was no tournament.
Yeah.
Zurich colleagues, you should see the intranet, we call it Channel Z, but Zurich America intranet. All of our colleagues, and the majority of them are not here, are super excited for the brand to be represented here and what it means to them as well.
I'm sure you get no shortage of people wanting to help.
Oh, yes.
Right? Those channels and that intranet inside of your company. I'm about to ask you, if you ever want us to do a remote in Switzerland, we're good. Just invite me. We're good. I would be more than happy to do one up in Switzerland. Yeah. I've seen some movies. It looks great. I can't wait to see that. It'd be beautiful to do that. And I mean that. But when you look at the ties in and things of that nature, too, at the end of the day, it is a sporting event. And I love it. One of the things that I love that I just noticed about you, you got some autographs. On your credential
these are autographs from colleagues of mine at Zurich.
Yeah.
So we joke. So I signed their card, they signed my card.
But that's what it's about, though, right? And like, look, when you see events like this, and obviously in corporations or even at the smaller level of business, we always talk about whether it's company parties or outings or get-togethers or network meetings or team-building events.
Absolutely.
Right, things like that. This is probably the mother of all team-building events, too, right, where you can get out in the community, see it, and experience. But at the same time, it is fun, man. It's life. We should enjoy it.
You should have seen yesterday during the program the number of kids who walked up to the pros. And I was very lucky to play with Colin Morikawa and his partner, Kurt. You should have seen the number of kids who walked up to Colin and asked to have their hat signed. It was just, and Colin, you know, being a gentleman, and took all the time that he had in the world to sign and autographs and speak with the kids and their family. So, you know, it makes this big organization, Zurich, even for kids, very palatable, very human.
Sure.
When you see the people here on the course enjoying themselves, and especially the kids. Being able to, and the pros are so accessible and approachable. We love seeing this. We love seeing this.
Love it.
That's awesome.
Well, at the end of the day, again, it's so many different things that can come from this.
Yeah.
And 20 years, I'm still trying to understand how my kid's seven, much less I'm now in year 13 of my marriage. I mean, it's just, time goes by fast. Does it feel like 20 years for the company?
So any relationship that last 20 years is worth celebrating.
Yeah.
Right? And so that's what we're doing here. I've been in the role for 2.5 years, so for me it's still relatively new.
Sure.
And it's only the fourth time that I come to New Orleans to the Classic. So I'm super jacked. It's awesome. Love the place. Love the weather. Love the people.
Yeah.
And I know that our customers and brokers, because it's a bit of business there, right, just love coming here. We invite their partners, their spouses. And they look forward to that invitations that usually comes out in, you know, February or March. You're invited to come to the Zurich Classic in New Orleans, and they just love it.
No, I love it. And I love seeing you once a year. So thanks for stopping by and chatting about it here as well. And I mean that sincerely. You ever want us to come out to Switzerland?
To Switzerland, okay.
It's on me. Noted. You know, not getting there, but yes. I mean, I would love to do a remote. We can hang out. You know, I'm sure there's some green pastures and stuff.
Oh, we have lots of green pastures and cows and milk.
Well, that's even better.
And not as much humidity as here, so.
That, again, another reason. If you really want us to come out, it would not. I will clear up my schedule to make sure that happens.
Noted.
Alvin Leloup, thank you so much for joining us here as well with Zurich. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we will talk to Jeff Boggs from our sister station, KANE, ESPN Bet, about some of the games tonight over in the NBA playoffs. As always, appreciate the time. Thanks for listening to the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. In partnership with Lowbridge Lake Charles. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
It's Greg LeBlanc Toyota's spring cleaning sale going on now with over 200 new Toyotas to choose from. Check it out. Like the all-new redesigned 2024 Toyota Tacoma and the Grand Highlander. And also, you get 0% financing currently available with the 2024 Toyota Tundra. And remember, every new Toyota comes with 2 years free maintenance. Visit GregLeBlancToyota.com or stop by 220 South Hollywood Road to save big on your next vehicle. Greg LeBlanc Toyota.
ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the huge sports moments this spring. The exclusive sportsbook of ESPN has it all, including exclusive offers and promotions from Scott Van Pelt and Stephen A. Smith. There is no better time to be a sports fan. Sign up today. New users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play. Terms and conditions apply. See the app for details. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with LaBerge Lake Charles.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
The Port Griots and Grits. That's what we just had. Matty Hudak.
I have not eaten something that faster was, in my life so than delicious. The way I that just devoured so that.
When every spoonful just has the flavor.
Oh my God.
So good. Jeff Boggs from our sister station, KNAE, ESPN Bets. I did not mean to make you hungry, but my goodness. I'm actually staring at a tent across the way here at 18 that says ESPN Bet. There's an ESPN Bet tent here.
Gotta love that.
Hi, Jeff.
How are we doing today?
Doing well, sir.
Good to hear. I wish I was where you are right now, but watching the Cubs give up a run in the top of the first inning, get the bases loaded in the bottom of the first, couple of strikeouts, a flyout, scoreless, 1-0 Astros.
That kind of reminds me of my old Little League team. I say old because now we're brand new. We won. We're now 1-0. That's how I look at it, right? Matty, you're very familiar with 1-0, going 1-0 every week in every game.
Indeed.
Yep, exactly. That's how we snapped that four-game losing streak, sir, so I'm very happy. NBA playoffs didn't go well for the Pels last night. They got a couple days before they get back at it for Game 3. Tonight you have three games starting at 6 o'clock, NBA TV. Cavaliers and Magic, how do you see this?
All right, Cavaliers, 2.5-point underdogs on the road at Orlando. Over-under 201.5, money line. Cleveland plus 115, minus 135 for Orlando. Series obviously shifting back to Florida. And again, Cleveland defeated the Magic last time out, 96-86. A couple of reasons Cleveland might be able to cover. They're 4-2 against the spread in their last six games. Magic 1-5 against the spread in their last six games. Guard Donovan Mitchell for Cleveland, one of the most agile, explosive playmakers in the league. Mitchell has a quick first step, but owns a pure jumper from pretty much anywhere. The Louisville product leads the team in scoring, 26.5 points a game. Not great on the boards, but again, 5 per game, 3.5 assists. Center Jared Allen, he's been a mismatch in large part for the Cavaliers. Allen, menace on the glass, uses his size to move opposing players out. Through a couple of games so far, he's averaging 19 boards to go along with 16 points. A couple of reasons you may want to look at the Magic. Forward Paolo Banchero continues to be the Magic's best player on the floor. Banchero, an all-around threat due to his playmaking and scoring ability. The Duke product gets into the lane consistently, has the vision to get his teammates good looks. Again, in the Game 1 loss, talking about Franz Wagner, he racked up 18 points, 7 boards, 3 steals. Again, Orlando in trouble here, but I'm not sure. Pretty much leaning toward Cleveland in this one.
All right, you got that one. So now I move on to the Knicks and the 76ers here as they already have a commanding 2-0 lead, but let's call it the 76ers' last stand here. How do you see this one?
Yeah, Lakers, I'm thinking ahead to the next game. Knicks, 5.5-point underdogs on the road at Philadelphia, over-under 204.5, excuse me. Money line minus 240 for Philadelphia, plus 195 for the Knicks. 76ers 11-2 against the spread in their past 13 games. Knicks versus 76ers again tonight, 5.5 points. One of the reasons 76ers might be able to cover. Point guard Tyrese Maxey continued his torrid offensive pace in Game 2, narrowly missing a triple-double, and then also helping power Philadelphia, Joel Embiid. He is listed as questionable as he continues to recover from that left knee injury. Embiid registered, though, a double-double, 34 points and 10 boards on Monday night in the Game 2 loss. Then, one of the things you may be looking at for the Knicks, point guard Jalen Brunson. He continues to power New York. He's coming off a 24-point, 8-rebound, 6-assist effort on Monday night. Shooting guard Josh Hart, he stepped up his game for the postseason after averaging 9.4 points, 8.3 rebounds, some 4-plus assists during the regular season. He's had two consecutive double-doubles to start the playoffs. So, again, can Hart help get the job done? Philadelphia, 5.5 points. I think they win the game. I don't know if they cover, though.
That's interesting, because obviously you look at a game now with two different ways, right? You look at it if they're going to win or not, and then you look at the points. Since we are talking a little ESPN bets with Jeff Boggs each and every day at this time, got another game to look at, and you already kind of jumped the gun in a good way. I bet you can't wait to see the Lakers lose a third straight in this series, 11 straight overall on the Nuggets. Can Denver get it done?
You know, Denver is a road underdog, but I don't get it. They're getting a point and a half. 216.5 is the over-under. Money line favors the Lakers, minus 115 to minus 105 against Denver. A couple of things to look for. Obviously, I think we're all rooting for Denver tonight, but I think they also cover. Nikola Jokic ranked second in the NBA this season in triple-doubles. Anthony Davis, he ranked third in the league in rebounding, 12.6 points per game. Denver has dominated the second halves of the series so far. Nuggets have outscored the Lakers by 31 combined points in the second halves of both games 1 and 2. And dating back to last season's Western Conference Finals, Denver has outscored L.A. by a combined 54 points. But, you know, never give up on LeBron. He remains an elite player. From the All-Star break to the end of the regular season, he's averaged nearly 28 points a game, nearly 8 rebounds, 9.5 assists. So, Anthony Davis, he's been an elite offensive star so far in the series. 31-year-old has scored 32 points in each of the first two games. And despite that, I really think Denver covers tonight. All they have to do is win to cover, and I think they do that.
All right, Jeff, as always, like I said, I thought you'd be on the tent over there across from us over here enjoying some festivities, sir, in the ESPN bet tent. But if you can't, how do you get involved with ESPN bet?
Well, and apparently I need to talk to somebody about this.
Yeah.
But, ESPN ready to get you through all the huge sports moments this spring. Again, the exclusive sports book of ESPN. Got it all, including exclusive offers, promotions from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and others, from the playoff intensity that we just spoke about to getting on the links like you guys are and out to the ballparks. No better time to be a sports fan. Again, new users, you get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play. Terms and conditions apply. Check out the app for all the details. Got to be 21 or older. And if you do have a gambling problem, we hope you'll look into it. You can call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with LaBerge Lake Charles. Gus, have a great rest of your afternoon.
Thank you, as always, sir. Jeff Boggs from ESPN Bet joins us each and every day on the show. Mr. Jeff Boggs, KNAE. Thank you so much, man. Appreciate the time. Matty Hudak, the graph, has joined us here again. He's pointing to the flag.
As
the wind's picked up a little bit, Todd, apparently. So the professional golfers are showing you what's going on here on this hole to par 5.
Yes, just saying real quick, the wind has switched from when we started walking out on the course. 18 is straight downwind now.
Yeah.
So these guys, which are
they're pretty good.
They're good.
Yeah.
They are going after it, and they're all putting for eagle right now.
You play often.
I played this course many, many times.
How hard is where they're – I mean, because that sand on the left right there, man, and that green is not very wide. And it slopes to the right towards where the water is.
Well, here's the difference. Here's the difference between those guys that are on the green right now and me.
Yeah.
I'm hitting a 3-wood in for my second shot
to get to about 100 yards.
Yeah.
While they're hitting 8 and 7 irons in on their second shot.
To get on the green.
To get on the green.
Yeah.
So that's the difference. And you can control what you're doing out there. And by the way, the pin is in a very difficult spot.
That's what
it's
I was saying.
The back right.
Right. I mean,
but
I know.
When you're hitting an 8 iron in and
you can control it more?
I mean, again, I...
You have to understand my level of golf, Matty. If I'm trying to go right down middle straight, I will set to like my 10 or 11 o'clock. And how you call that graph? I'm playing the slice?
Correct.
Yes, I play the slice.
So our, as we call it, a power fade.
Yeah. It's good with me. I don't know how much longer you're going to be here.
They're going to be going for the green and two the rest of the day.
Well, I don't know how much longer you're going to be here before you walk
away. You know
what
really stinks is you're not going to be here when the main group comes in.
Well, tomorrow morning, they'll be 8:30-ish. So I'm going to come here and make sure we set up, you know, after the podcast and all that. We'll be over here around 11. It should be close to here. Maybe. I don't know. Wait, you can't leave yet. Come on.
How many hits do we have last night?
Come on. Let's go.
The only positive I had yesterday.
Let's go.
We had 3 positive yesterday.
I want my praise.
Gus.
Yes.
Won his first game as a Little League head coach.
Yes.
Even though I still do say he was not present when the final out was made.
That's a stipulation.
So technically.
Don't you asterisk me.
I don't. Think it counts?
No, it absolutely counted. I absolutely counted. I threw the first inning.
It's like Steve Kerr when he missed the season with a back injury.
Yeah.
And he still got credit for a championship even though he didn't coach. All right, so Gus got his first ever Little League win.
Oh, it felt so good.
Last night.
It felt so good.
My Premier League soccer team, Everton, beat their bitter rival, Liverpool, at Goodison Park yesterday afternoon, which, if you want to say it in a football local equivalent, would be like Tulane beating LSU in 1973 in Tulane Stadium.
Okay.
Because it never happens, and Goodison Park is going to be torn down next year, and they're moving. Everton is moving into a nice, brand new, $1 billion stadium on the River Mersey. So there's
The Bears want to build a $4 billion stadium.
Yeah, I know. There's only one more year that Everton is going to be playing at Goodison Park.
Okay,
and the chances to beat Liverpool, and Everton has not beaten Liverpool since 2010. And it happened yesterday. I was watching in my hotel room in OKC, and they heard me upper floors and lower floors below me. 2-0. Unbelievable win. So those two great sporting events happened yesterday, and then, of course, the game last night.
Yes.
Now, we've got Saturday. Batteries are getting recharged.
Yep.
And today has just been fantastic being out on the course.
I got practice Sunday evening at 4:30 if you'd like to.
I won't be there.
Come see how that goes.
Congratulations.
Hey, felt good. Felt good. You have no idea how good that felt. It was awesome to have Carver wake up this morning, and he was a mile a minute, dude. He was like, I won my game. I won my first game. I got an RBI. He had 2 runs scored, too. He touched home plate twice.
Must be nice.
It's real nice. It's real nice. By the way, 6,209 days. Since the last Saints trade deadline, Saints trade down for Ralph Marlborough, Saints Happy Hour podcast, Matty. There you go. 6,000 days since Mickey Loomis did that here as well. Final segment or two here with her as well. 800-998-1003 if you'd like to chime in. It is the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. It paid for me to be the first person in my family to go to school. That education got me to the first day at my dream job, which I can still hold while I serve part-time. That job and the home loan benefits I got from the Army National Guard helped me buy my first house.